Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today's commentary is about predictions. To start, I have some predictions from other former cabinet members. For more than 20 years, I have put together a cabinet secretary's luncheon during the Christmas holidays. Lunch is at the Blair House, just across the street from the White House. And this year, we had 42 cabinet members from administrations going back as far as President Jimmy Carter. We had 5 secretaries of agriculture. Besides a nice holiday lunch, I always ask each cabinet member to make a prediction, and some are serious, some are just funny. And here are some of those predictions. Alice Rivlin, Democrat, served on President Obama's debt commission. I complimented her for her work on that commission, which recommended bold, courageous action to reduce our debt. And here's what she said. The Republicans and Democrats in the House, Senate, and the White House will get along a lot better than you think. There's no choice. They'll act like grown-ups. Well, let's hope so. Gail Norton, the price of oil will go over $100 per barrel, and the price of gold will continue to rise until I buy some. Clayton Yeider, we're well on our way to a U.S.-Japan free trade deal. Mike Johanns, Ag Secretary and now a senator, said, a Republican dark horse will win the Iowa caucus next year. Well, we don't know who that's going to be. John Sununu said that Johanns didn't get it exactly right. He said, New Hampshire picks presidents, Iowa picks corn. Stanfield Turner predicted Hillary Clinton will challenge President Obama in the Democratic primary. And Dan Glickman, Bill Clinton's Secretary of Agriculture, said the next big citizens' movement will attack the surge of dollars in politics that distract decisions. And that's just a few of the many predictions. And now here are some that I have to offer as we move into this new year. Number one, after all of this time, we will get a U.S.-South Korea trade agreement passed. Number two, the farm bill will be written next year, not this year. However, when the deal is cut to increase the debt limit, agriculture will be on the chopping block. Direct payments are a target. Number three, Secretary Rayla Hood and the Department of Transportation will fix our trucking trade dispute with Mexico. We have failed to live up to the rules of the North American Free Trade Agreement, costing us millions of dollars in pork exports, and that's just one example. Number four, we may have snow and cold in the country, but the grain markets are hot. Pressure will grow to release some of the Conservation Reserve Program acres for crops as a relief valve in the food versus fuel competition. I was on the farm this week, really cold, but pigs are happy. Seed is on order, fertilizer plan in place, planter ready. Spring is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And